more money for roads, being debated again in Lansing. But my next guest says don't just think about fixing roads and bridges. He hopes to make sure there's money for mass transit as well, reliable buses and rail lines. Chris Kolb is president of the Michigan Environmental Council. Chris, right now there's a lot of talk about the more than $1 billion a year needed to fix the state's roads and bridges, but not as much talk about how much money is needed for what you hope to see, improvements in mass transit. How much money would you like to see committed?
Well, we really, I mean, this is about getting more money for our complete transportation system. So if you hear the governor talk, he does say that. He says we need money for our complete transportation system. And obviously people's focus is on our crumbling roads with the potholes, our bridges that are deteriorating. And we have a structural deficit, and we know that. But a portion of our transportation dollars also goes into several other funds. The one for us that's very important is a comprehensive transportation fund. And that funds our public transportation. It gives money to both passenger and freight rail as well. And it helps us build out a complete transportation system that's more of a 21st century transportation system. And it's one that if Michigan is going to attract and retain talent here in Michigan, we need to make adequate investment in. And so that's where we're just making sure that people understand if you put the money through the complete Act 51 funding formula, we'll be satisfied.
But we don't know that that's going to happen yet, right? Because everything is very fluid. The Senate will probably be tweaking it. The House has yet to vote on what they see as more money for transportation.
Yes, and the Senate did just pass a package that, you know, when it's fully implemented, we'll bring in about $1.5 billion a year into the system, and they are putting it through the entire funding formula. So we're very happy and supportive of that plan. We now are working on the House and making sure that they stay on that program, that we get, you know, money that's needed for the transportation system, but we also put it through the entire funding formula.
When you say funding formula, what does that mean? How much of that billion something will be sent to
the CTF right now is what we call the in political wonk talk, the Comprehensive Transportation Fund gets about 8.6% of the money. So it's a smaller portion, but it goes really into our communities and helps us to really build out our transportation system. And we focus on really two groups maybe that are important. One are the millennials, the young adults who really put an emphasis on public transportation. 66% of them, two-thirds, say that when they are considering a community to live in their top three criteria, access to public transportation is highly important to them. Second, they also say that 50% of them would move to another community with better public transit. So that's huge. If we are really, if talent and talent attraction is really the key to economic development in the future, that's key for us. The other population are seniors. Seniors want to have the ability to move around their community as well. From 2001 to 2009, we saw a 40% increase in seniors, those who are 65 and older, using our transit systems. In some communities, like up in Hancock in the UP, 83% of their passengers are seniors. Other parts of the northern Michigan, it's up to 30% are seniors. So that's another population that's really important. And what do people do when they ride transit? They go to work, they go to school, they go to the doctor, they go to the store, they go to see their friends and family. So it's a very important aspect of our transportation system.
Now, the last time that we saw an overhaul in the way that transportation funding was generated was 1997, and you say Michigan's public transit system missed out in a big way.
Yeah, we did. At that point, one, they should have done a higher increase in fuel tax, but they didn't. They did a 4-cent increase, and they put it through just to roads and bridges. And every year since then, the public transit agencies have lost out on $15 million a year, and that comes out to over the last, 19 years, over $200 million have been lost to public transit. And many of them are in financial, you know, trouble as well. And so we need to make sure we keep them on good financial footing, providing the services that people want and need, and it helps make Michigan more attractive to the talent. Let's look at just what happened down in Cleveland. When you look at their bus rapid transit they put on Euclid Avenue, it's called the healthcare line. They have seen, since they were just put that in, they have seen over $6 billion of economic development. I mean, that's the type of return on investment you see when you put your money into a 21st century transportation system.
Well, let's look, circle back to Lansing. And as we've seen all this year and even beyond, lawmakers can barely muster the will to decide how to fix the roads as they are. And granted, we know the state Senate already passed something, and we're not sure what the House is going to be doing. How much will is there in Lansing, do you think, to do what it is you're asking for?
I think as long as we tell them, put the money through the full Act 51 funding formula, which is traditionally how we do things in Michigan. It's a well-thought-out plan. I mean, the people might want to tweak it here and there, but if we keep to that formula, we're fine. And I think that they will do that.
Chris, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Chris Kolb is president of the Michigan Environmental Council.